San Diego's supervisors chase more state funding to combat homelessness. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted 3-1 to apply for more state funding to purchase 4 hotels to convert into permanent housing for the homeless during its May 23 meeting. The supervisors did not say, at this time, how much they plan to seek from California's Home Key funds, which are designated to create housing through construction or the purchase of hotels, motels, or other buildings. The county has previously received $49.5 million in such funding in 2 requests in 2020 and 2021. Those funds were used to purchase 2 apartment complexes, which created 332 housing units for the homeless, and to build another project, providing 41 units. If the funding is approved, the acquired hotels, which have not been named, would service 325 to 500 people in the first year, county staff said. Besides state funding, the county will contribute $32 million to purchase the 4 hotels, as well as $4.6 million in supportive services annually. As leaders of our communities, it is our duty to do all we can to address this problem at every level, and fight to bring in resources to create as much housing as possible to help those in San Diego, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria said in a letter to the board. I am continually inspired by and grateful for the unique collaboration and dedication shared between the city, county, housing commission, and so many critical partner agencies throughout San Diego. Supervisor Nora Vargas said she had seen proof that quickly providing permanent housing helped the homeless in the area. Our top priority as a county is to make sure that people have a good quality of life, and part of that is making sure they have access to a home, Vargas said at the meeting. Seeking additional funding to address our housing shortage is really what I think we need to be doing. However, Supervisor Jim Desmond, who voted against requesting the additional funding, disagreed, saying the state has spent billions on such projects, but homeless numbers continue to rise because, he said, officials are not addressing the root of the issue, addiction and mental health issues. As a county, I think we should really be focusing our money on treatment and services, not taxpayer hotels as homeless housing that does not mandate treatment, Desmond said during the meeting. Any effort to reduce homelessness must require treatment and care. Projects using Home Key funds follow what's known as the Housing First approach, which accepts applicants regardless of sobriety or use of substances, prohibits someone from being rejected for criminal convictions, and does not mandate residents from abstaining from drugs and alcohol or require them to receive treatment and services. In a May 23 press release from Desmond, he said the county would be spending $153 million purchasing and remodeling the 4 hotels, which would value each unit at $478,000. Today's legislation fails to address the root causes of homelessness and lacks the necessary accountability for taxpayer funds, Desmond said in the press release. Spending over $153 million taxpayer dollars at $478,000 per unit is not the solution. During the meeting, county staff said providing the housing would increase the likelihood that those who need it would be willing to accept and pursue care. Applicants will be screened, officials said, for behavioral health issues so they can be referred for additional services. The funding requires that construction be finished in 12 months and that the occupancy rate reach 100% in 3 months after completion.